Welcome to episode 1074 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. As Israel settled in the Promised Land, the Sabbath became central to their covenant relationship with God. Prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah called the people back to Sabbath observance, emphasizing its connection to justice, mercy, and worship. The Babylonian exile marked another critical milestone. As the Sabbath became a unifying practice for the Jewish people in a foreign land, preserving their identity and faith. During the intertestamental period, the Pharisees developed strict Sabbath regulations to safeguard its observance, which later influenced how Jesus engaged with Sabbath practices. Jesus' ministry in the New Testament redefined the Sabbath's meaning, focusing on its intent as a day for restoration, healing, and doing good. Questions about the Sabbath.
Why is the Sabbath significant in the Bible, and how does it apply to Christians today? The Sabbath is significant because it is a memorial of creation, as stated in Genesis 2 verses 2 and 3, where God rested, blessed, and sanctified the seventh day. For Christians, the Sabbath remains relevant because Jesus affirmed its importance, saying, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath." It is a gift for humanity, providing rest and spiritual renewal. The Sabbath reminds us of God's creative and redemptive work, and Hebrews 4 connects Sabbath rest with our ultimate rest in Christ. Should the Sabbath be observed on the seventh day, Saturday, and not Sunday, and why does it matter? The Bible consistently identifies the Sabbath as the seventh day, which corresponds to Saturday in the modern calendar. Jesus and the apostles observed the seventh day Sabbath, Luke 4 verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. That refers to Jesus. In Acts 17 verse 2 it says, "And Paul went in, as was his custom, and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the Scriptures." The change to Sunday worship was a gradual shift influenced by tradition and political factors, but there is no scriptural basis for transferring the sanctity of the Sabbath to the first day of the week. The question of which day to keep as the Sabbath matters deeply to those who seek to follow God's commandments as revealed in Scripture. There are several reasons why the specific day is significant. God chose and sanctified the seventh day, not the first day, the third day, or the sixth day. God rested on the seventh day, blessed it, and sanctified it, setting it apart as holy. This act of sanctification is unique to the seventh day and indicates that it was intentionally chosen by God, not by human decision. The fourth commandment explicitly states, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God." This command ties the Sabbath to the seventh day, making it a matter of obedience to God's word. That should be enough, but there's more. It reflects God's sovereignty. Keeping the Sabbath on the seventh day honors God's authority as the creator of the universe. By observing the Sabbath on the day God established, believers demonstrate their submission to His authority and trust in His wisdom. It is a way of saying, God's word matters more than human traditions. It distinguishes God's holy day from human tradition. It symbolizes eternal rest in Christ. Hebrews 4 links the seventh day Sabbath to the ultimate rest believers will experience in Christ. Observing the Sabbath on the seventh day reminds us of this prophetic promise and keeps our focus on God's redemptive plan. The seventh day is a recurring reminder of God's creative and redemptive work. Changing the day diminishes its spiritual symbolism and disconnects it from its biblical roots. Observing the Sabbath as God commanded demonstrates trust in His provision and care. Just as Israel was tested with the manna provision, believers today are called to honor the seventh day, trusting God's wisdom. Revelation 14 verse 7 calls believers to worship the Creator, which is directly tied to Sabbath observance. The Sabbath becomes a distinguishing mark of faithfulness in the end times, contrasting allegiance to God versus human traditions. Did Jesus' death on the cross nullify the Sabbath commandment? No, Jesus' death did not nullify the Sabbath commandment. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 to 18, Jesus stated he did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. The Ten Commandments, including the Sabbath, are moral principles that reflect God's character and are unchanging. While ceremonial laws pointed to Christ and were fulfilled at the cross, the Sabbath remains part of God's eternal law. It was one of the only 10 laws written in stone by the fingers of God, and the only one that we are charged to remember. If the Sabbath was given to Israel, why should Gentile Christians keep it? The Sabbath was not only for Israel, but for all humanity. In Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, the Sabbath was established at creation, before the existence of Israel, as a gift for mankind. Isaiah 56 verses 6 to 7 affirms that the Sabbath is a blessing for all who join themselves to the Lord, including Gentiles. In the New Testament, Jesus and his apostles extended the Sabbath's principles to all believers. How should Christians observe the Sabbath today, and how do we reconcile Sabbath keeping with the challenges of modern life? Christians should observe the Sabbath by ceasing from regular work and dedicating the day to rest, worship and fellowship with God and others. Isaiah chapter 58 verses 13 to 14 encourages believers to delight in the Sabbath and focus on spiritual pursuits rather than personal or secular activities. Observing the Sabbath is about cultivating a relationship with God and finding renewal in His presence. Sabbath keeping in modern life requires intentional planning and prioritization. It means organizing work, errands, and other responsibilities to ensure the seventh day is set apart for rest and worship. In doing so, we honor God and receive the blessings of a dedicated time to recharge spiritually, mentally, and physically. The Sabbath is a divine appointment that helps us refocus on what matters most. You might ask, what if someone cannot keep the Sabbath due to work or other obligations? And I would say that while God understands individual circumstances, He invites everyone to prioritize the Sabbath as an act of faith. Prayerfully seeking God's guidance and making gradual changes to honor the Sabbath can lead to His provision and blessings. Jesus promises, "Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Why did Jesus perform miracles on the Sabbath? Jesus performed miracles on the Sabbath to emphasize its purpose as a day of healing and restoration. He declared in Matthew chapter 12, verse 12, "It is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." His actions corrected misconceptions about the Sabbath, showing that it is not a burdensome rule, but a day to reflect God's love and mercy. The Sabbath is not merely a day of rest. It is a divinely appointed sign of God's creative authority, His redemptive work, and His covenant with humanity. Keeping the Sabbath on the seventh day is an act of worship, obedience, and acknowledgement of God's sovereignty. Choosing any other day undermines the specific sanctification of the seventh day and substitutes human preference for divine command. It matters because it reflects our relationship with God, our willingness to follow His word, and our trust in His perfect plan.
Father, we thank You for the precious gift of the Sabbath, a day set apart for rest, reflection, and worship. Help us to honor this sacred time by aligning our hearts with Your will and embracing the rhythm of renewal. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.